You have to make fish nets out of aravos, because that is something that anybody could do, but you're not allowed to weave them out of strings, because that is a maisa uman. So even when we say it's mutter, the Mishnah Berurah points out it's only giving me mutter if it's a tzorach hamoed. And the question would be, why isn't making fish nets considered to be machshir yochal nefesh? We said you're allowed to fix an oven or a stove, so why can't you make these nets? Because obviously you're catching the fish in order to eat the fish. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because this is too far removed. It's only called machshir yochal nefesh if it's machshir it for the actual eating. But this, catching the fish, is too far removed, so that's why it's not included in this heter. The Prima Gadam points out that fixing a table, if it broke in order to eat on it, would be considered machshir yochal nefesh, and you would be allowed to fix it if that was needed. The Rama adds, mutter l'sakin apsilos l'neres chol hamoed maisa hedyotu. You're allowed to make wicks on chol hamoed, because that is considered to be a maisa hedyot. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously this has to be l'tzorach hamoed. So again, it's maisa hedyot on l'tzorach hamoed. Discussion comes up, what happens if your lights go out or something like that? So we said, you're allowed to fix a psilos, so would you be allowed to fix lights now that all our lights comes from electricity? So Rav Nissen Karelitz says that if you really can't, if you need the lights, if there's no lights without fixing the electricity, then you would be allowed to fix it even with a maisa uma, because that's considered to be tzorach ha'adam, which is permissible even by a maisa uma. Siv beis misargin hamitos aval ein mafshilin chavalim b'tchila. You're allowed to be oreg these beds as long as it's l'tzorach hamoed and you weren't mechavim malachta b'moed, but you're not allowed to start it off because that is considered to be a ma'isa uman. So if gimel mutter l'maich big day pishdan bi'adayim achar akibus kedei l'labdan u'l'rakachan. After you have washed big day pishdan, there is a process that you would rub them in order to be malabing them and to soften them, so that is permissible to do on chol hamoed. Al enos in kishrei batei adayim neishu ma'isa uman. You're not allowed to tie the gloves together because that is a ma'isa uman. Mutter l'hachlaga begadim ma'zechuches kedarkan hov. They used to smooth out the clothes by using glass, so that's mutter because it's a maisa hedyot and it's a tzorach hamoed. Again, it always has to be the tzorach hamoed. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what about fixing the creases on your clothing, and he says that would be permissible as well. So what about folding your talis on the creases? We know that there's a question about doing that on Shabbos, so would you be able to do it on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Nissen Karelitz brings from the Chazon Ish that he was makbid not to fold it on its creases. And he said because that strengthens the creases and it's considered to be a maisa uman, while others disagree and say folding your talus would be permissible even on the creases, even on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to fix your clothing that rip or your shoes that rip. You can't tell a non-Jew to do it either. By using a shini, you would be allowed to do so. So even if they rip, even if they're going to rip more if you don't fix them, it's still not called a davar aved, unless the entire thing is going to be ruined. But if only part of it will rip, and you'll be able to sew it up afterwards, then that is not called a davar aved. Again, if the whole thing is going to rip, then you'd be allowed to fix it, and even without a shinui, because that is a davar aved. All this is if you're going to use them a chol hamoed. If you're not going to use those clothing a chol hamoed, then you would not be allowed to do so. Finally, it's important to point out that even though you're not allowed to do dry cleaning or anything like that, ironing unto itself would be permissible on chol hamoed if it's a tzorach.